It's Tuesday, June 2nd. I'm Oscar Ramirez from the Daily Dive podcast in Los Angeles, and this is your daily coronavirus update. While COVID-19 was initially thought to be a respiratory disease, many of the symptoms have another thing in common: poor blood circulation and blood vessel damage. This is why 40% of deaths from coronavirus are related to cardiovascular complications. Dana Smith, senior writer at Elemental, joins us for how the disease is starting to look like a vascular infection instead of a purely respiratory one. Thanks for joining us, Dana.
Thanks for having me.
Wanted to talk a little bit more about coronavirus and why it's been such a hard thing to get a handle around with all of the different symptoms that we are seeing that people are experiencing. When it first came out, everybody right away thought this was going to be a disease of the lungs, a respiratory disease. That's why everybody was trying to secure so many ventilators. They thought that that was really the way that this was going to handle this virus. But as this thing has kind of infected so many more people, we're starting to see that this could be a vascular disease. This could be something that has more to do with blood vessels and how the virus affects that. That's why we're seeing people with all these underlying health conditions getting the brunt of this virus. So Dana, tell us a little bit about this. Why is this virus looking different?
I mean, it's a really bizarre infection. And I want to be clear, you know, coronavirus is definitely still infecting the lungs. People do still have pneumonia like we initially thought they did. But like you said, there's a lot of really bizarre other symptoms that have emerged, things like strokes and blood clots, a lot of cardiovascular complications that you don't typically see with a normal respiratory disease. So it's emerged in the last month or two that it could be that the virus is not only infecting cells in the lungs and the respiratory tract, but also infecting blood vessel cells. And that's really unique. Not many viruses do this, and we don't think there's any other respiratory viruses, as far as we know, that do this also. So the original SARS virus, influenza viruses, don't infect these blood vessel cells. So it's really unique for SARS-CoV-2, the novel coronavirus in particular, and it could explain a lot of these really strange and really deadly complications that we're seeing.
So let's talk a little bit about how it progresses through the body. SARS-CoV-2 goes through the body and connects to these ACE2 receptors that are usually in the nose and throat. And from there, what happens, it can start destroying some lung tissue and it can break open some blood vessels. And then it can start attaching to all these other cells that have to do with the blood vessels. They're called endothelial cells. And then it creates this immune response and then everything starts going haywire. But it seems that all these other side effects seem to be kind of coming from the blood vessel problems.
So we know that SARS-CoV-2 gets into the virus, has to latch onto these ACE2 receptors. And there are ACE2 receptors all through your nose and your respiratory tract and in your lungs. They're actually all over your body. There's a ton in the intestines. There's some even in the brain. And they're also on these blood vessels. So we think that just like we've always thought about, the virus gets into the body through the nose and throat, which is why you still need to wash your hands, don't touch your face, avoid being around people who are coughing. All the standard recommendations and protocol are still the same with this new development. So we still get infected through the respiratory tract. And then the virus travels down into the lungs where it is still causing damage and pneumonia. But then the unique part is this kind of final step where it does actually get into the blood vessel cells, still activating on those ACE2 receptors on the blood vessel cells. And from there, it can travel everywhere in the body. And so that's why we start seeing these really bizarre symptoms like the COVID toes that people are talking about. So it could be a problem with circulation all the way to your digits, your fingers and toes. It's why you start seeing the blood clots. It's why we're seeing potentially damage in the intestines and the liver and the kidneys. Really serious diseases cause a lot of inflammation and can cause those organs to shut down just as part of the body's kind of overactive immune response, which is what we thought was happening with COVID-19 to begin with. And that still could be the case, but the evidence is mounting that there's this kind of other route that the virus is using to infect and cause damage in these other organ systems as well.
And that's why people with these pre-existing conditions, high blood pressure, high cholesterol, diabetes, heart disease, they're all at higher risk for this because of all that inflammation that's going on there. And learning some of this, it's also making people rethink how to treat this. Early on, there was a lot of talks about antiviral drugs, and maybe that's not the course really to take with this. Maybe you have to treat it differently. That's why for a time people were saying that the ventilators aren't even working the way they thought they were initially.
And I want to be clear, I think antivirals still will help. It's still a pretty big question mark, but we do see a little bit of benefit with a drug like remdesivir. I think one issue is how early you give it. So if too much damage has already been caused. If the virus has already spread to the blood vessels, then it might be too late for an antiviral drug. But if you give it early on in the infection, it could really help the immune system defend the virus. But the big question now is, how do we treat the symptoms best? And so the respirators, you know, if you put someone on ventilation, it's just helping push air into the lungs. And so when we thought that people weren't getting enough oxygen in their lungs, that was kind of the natural first step to take. But like you said, it didn't help as many people as we thought or we hoped it would. So one issue with the blood vessel damage is that the lungs can't do the normal transfer of oxygen and carbon dioxide into the blood. That's what the blood vessels in the lung are for. They take the good oxygen, they put it into the blood, and they pull the carbon dioxide out, and then your lungs exhale that. But with the damage to the blood vessels, that process is kind of cut short. And so that's why people are still not getting enough oxygen into the blood, even though they're on ventilators. And to be honest, I don't know if there's a good solution or a good treatment for that. You know, it's something that doctors are certainly looking into. But then, like you said, another possible treatment are drugs that actually stabilize endothelial cells and kind of help reinforce them. And so really common drugs like statins and ACE2 or ACE inhibitors can actually help protect those endothelial cells. So that might be one way to prevent some of these symptoms that we're seeing with the blood vessel damage.
That's how we've been treating the virus from the very beginning, treating the symptoms and all that. So maybe this is just kind of another thing that we can look toward to help treat the virus and hopefully get people a little more comfortable with it until we can get a vaccine and wider immunity can start presenting itself. But still, for now, we've been hearing this a lot, that the SARS-CoV-2, COVID-19 does in fact affect the blood vessels quite a bit. Dana Smith, senior writer at Elemental, thank you very much for joining us.
Thanks for having me. Really appreciate it.
I'm Oscar Ramirez, and this has been your Daily Coronavirus Update. Don't forget that for today's big news stories, you can check me out on the Daily Dive podcast every Monday through Friday. So follow us on iHeartRadio or wherever you get your podcasts.